This is Ag Markets More. I'm Jeff Pope.
I'm Bob Bragg.
Hey, Bob. Last week, the World Health Organization, WHO, it's often called, called on farmers around the world to stop using antibiotics to promote growth and prevent disease in healthy animals because the practice increases the chances of creating antibiotic-resistant superbugs in humans, and really not just humans, any kind of place that you get resistant superbug or bacteria. So how has this pronouncement been received by livestock producers? I can only imagine.
It's like the pork producer said that this is just crazy and that there wasn't any scientific evidence behind it, and we don't need to be following that here in the U.S.
You're right. Does that statement have any basis at all, that there's no scientific basis for the World Health Organization's request or pronouncement?
Well, there seems to be some research in Europe that has supported this, that there's that possibility, and that, you know, when you've got as many animals and as many humans, that problem is kind of hard to really track down and pin down and say this is happening. Although they're finding more and more organisms that are resistant to antibiotics that are important to humans. And really, the feeding of animals to promote growth is just to, it's economic rather than science. And the same thing with when you give livestock antibiotics when they're healthy, in order to keep them healthy, because you have them confined in large operations, there may be some benefit in keeping them healthy, but also it can cover up a lot of husbandry details as we have changed from, you know, animal husbandry to animal science. I think it's economics.
Yeah, but you're not saying that husbandry wasn't a science and it wasn't passed on and wasn't serious knowledge.
No, but when you start taking a look at, when we talk about animal science, we're really talking about how do we make these animals grow faster and make more money with them. So that's really what I see with the whole issue. And the USDA has stepped in, and they've said that there isn't any science to promote this, so they're not really behind this pronouncement by the World Health Organization at all. And they're not saying that we even need to be worrying about it.
So you've got World Health Organization, European Union, sort of on the same page, but the USDA and large meat producers in this country are saying, no thanks, we're going to keep doing this to put on weight for our cattle.
Yeah, and where they're kind of focusing is when they said prevent disease. And these organizations, the USDA, say, well, we've got to give this livestock antibiotics in order to keep them healthy. That's kind of where it comes back into the husbandry side of it, is that if you're taking care of your livestock, then you should be able to maintain their health unless somehow a disease is introduced into the flock or the herd.
Well, also, haven't you taught me that CAFOs, if you have a disease come through and you're too confined, that can create more impact in a meat production situation?
Oh, yes. When you have that so many confined animals, it's very easy for that disease to spread.
Thanks for bringing this, Bob. This is Ag Markets and More. You can check out this and all the Ag Markets and More programs at ksjd.org.